Most school kids only worry about losing hats and jumpers, but disadvantaged children can lose much more, their self-belief. These kids lack the school basics, they fall behind and are full of self-doubt. Today, over 605,000 Australian kids are financially disadvantaged. Help give them the support, skills and confidence they need to change their future. Please donate to the Smith Family's Winter Appeal. Call 1800 024 069 or visit thesmithfamily.com.au. From March 1, new national child restraint laws will start in New South Wales. That means that all children up to the age of 7 must be safely fastened into the right restraint for their age and size. So for a much safer journey and to avoid heavy fines, make sure your children are properly restrained when travelling in your vehicle. For more information, visit rta.nsw.gov.au or call 1322 13. Authorised by the New South Wales Government, Sydney.
The introduction of atypical antipsychotics has had a major impact on the treatment of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder in recent years.
Walking regularly to school is a great way to exercise, but until they are 10, children must always hold an adult's hand when crossing the road. Friday, 18th of May is National Walk Safely to School Day. If you can't walk all the way, combine a walk with public transport. If you must use a car, leave it a good distance from school and walk the rest of the way. Find the best walking route to your school at walk.com.au.
Having your seatbelt done up low and tight is absolutely essential during takeoff, landing, and whenever the seatbelt sign is on. It is a Qantas requirement that you keep your seatbelt on at all other times while seated.
Welcome, and thank you for calling Bridgestone Earth Mover Tyres. One of our staff will assist you in just a moment. Bridgestone Earth Mover Tyres is dedicated to engineering excellence.
In 1912, when Walter Burley Griffin won the international competition for the design of the Australian National Capital, he said, "I have planned a city not like any other city in the world, an ideal city, the city of the future." His words were prophetic. Over many decades, this vision has been embraced by successive governments and built with genuine commitment, despite being hampered by depression and world war.
To keep receiving free-to-air TV after the analogue signals are switched off, you have two main options. You can either get a set-top box or similar device for each analogue TV you have, or you can upgrade to a TV with a built-in digital tuner. Most importantly, you don't have to buy a new TV. To find out how to get ready and when it's happening in your area, visit the website or call 1800 2010 13. Business wine preparation. Preparation for the wine service begins as soon as the seatbelt sign is turned off. Open bars and prepare the wines. You should be aware that stowages are different on each aircraft type and that red and white wines are sometimes stowed together.
LiveWire is a safe and fun online community for young people living with a serious illness, chronic health condition or disability. It's an initiative of the Starlight Children's Foundation and proudly supported by Optus. Visit optus.com.au/LiveWire to see how Optus and LiveWire are helping kids help each other.
There are many reasons to learn. Adult learning provides the opportunity to meet your training and recreational needs. It benefits the community and can also help build skills for your career. Everyone can benefit from sharing their knowledge and experience with each other. Adult Learners Week, from the 1st to the 8th of September. Find out what Adult Learners Week can do for you. Sign up now and get involved in Adult Learners Week. Visit adultlearnersweek.org or phone 1300 iLearn.
Every child wants to do well at school, but disadvantaged kids lack the basics, so they fall behind. They're isolated and full of self-doubt. Today, over 605,000 Australian kids are financially disadvantaged. Help change their future. Please donate to the Smith Family Winter Appeal. Call 1800 024 069 or visit thesmithfamily.com.au.
How does ziprasidone work? To try and better understand what underlies the differences between ziprasidone and other atypical antipsychotics, we need to examine their postulated mechanism of action and how this may predict their individual efficacy and tolerability profiles. It's important to note that laboratory findings do not necessarily predict clinical benefit. Although the exact mechanism has yet to be established, it's hypothesized that the way in which ziprasidone and other atypical antipsychotics work is related to the neurotransmitters dopamine and serotonin, which bind to receptors on the cell surface of pre- and post-synaptic neurons and initiate a series of events, leading to intracellular changes and downstream interactions.